Monsters for sale. I've got monsters for sale right here. Gather around and see my latest stock. I've got about every kind you can think of. I've got lamias. I've got dark elves. I even have mermaids. Tired of buying milk at the store? I have a Hallstower that could produce enough daily milk for a family of 20. And all for a low price. You'll never find a selection like this anywhere else, folks. Oh, why hello, hello, good sir. Seems I've caught your attention. Would you perhaps be interested in inspecting my stock? Of course. Everything I have in stock is right here in the various cages behind me. I keep a special lethargy shroud over all the cages that keep my products from causing too much of a ruckus. But if one catches your interest, then just let me know and I'll let you have a peek underneath. But as you can see, each cage has a plaque that gives all the needed information about them. The name of the monster, gender, temperament, ownership experience, inducing their history of sexual use for the more discerning customers. But based on the clothes you're wearing, I'm guessing you're from the bordering country. Oh, no reason in particular. I just like to learn a little about each of my customers, trying not to intrude on your privacy. I have plenty of customers who prefer being discreet. That being said, there's no shame in being from the bordering country. It's a terrible place when it comes to my business, however, given that I can't actually practice my business there, what with monsters having the same status as humans. Which is quite absurd, if you don't mind me saying. But believe it or not, I get quite a few customers who come to this country just to buy a monster. Ah, but enough about that. You don't need to hear my boring storytelling. You're here to buy. And you also seem like a strong and healthy man. Am I right in assuming you prefer a monster of the female variety? As I was saying earlier, I have just about every type of monster there is. So what are some of the traits you were looking for? Someone big. Well, I have several female centaurs, if that interests you. All of them are very obedient and both have their chastity intact. I also have several female orcs, though their womanhoods have long since been claimed, so I'd give you a substantial discount on them. I even have... an Amazoness, you say? Ah. Well, I do actually have one of those, a female, but... Well, how should I put this? I'm not sure how familiar you are with the monsters, especially ones of her type, but Amazonians are pretty notorious for being difficult to handle. I do occasionally sell them from time to time, but normally only to those who plan to make them a part of their mercenary band or army. Oh, they make absolutely fantastic fighters, but gods help you if your intention is to keep them at home. They are certainly not meant for homebody and housework, and you'd need to be strong enough to actually be able to handle them if they became unruly. Not that I'm implying you're weak, of course, sir. I should also mention, however, that the Amazonian girl that I currently have in my stock isn't even up to the standard of a normal one. I'm not trying to discourage you, of course, so if you'd like to see her, then that's perfectly all right. Yes, sir, of course. Well, then if you'll just follow me into this tent. I keep her here in the back because she's just not up to par with the others. So I don't want to give a bad impression on potential customers by having her up there. I'm warning you, though, if you decide to buy her, I can't vouch for anything that might happen, and I've had her among my stock the longest of any of my other monsters. It should go without saying that I would give you a very substantial discount on her. All right, here's her cage. She'll be sleeping due to the lethargy shroud, so just give me a minute to get this off and rouse her. All right, you, wake up.
Master? What's happening?
A customer wanting to inspect you is what's happening. Now get up.
A customer? I don't understand. What?
You don't need to understand anything. Just stand up so you can present yourself. Or do I need to use the leather tail?
No, please don't use that. I'll try to stand up. Just Give me a moment, Master. Please.
I'm really sorry about this, sir. She often takes a while to get going, but this is just ridiculous. It's because she spends too much time huddled on the floor in the corner of her cage. All right, having trouble finding your legs, I'll help you find them.
No, Master, please.
Stand up.
Okay, I'm sorry, Master. I'm standing.
Ah, there we go. Only needed one strike this time. Oh, don't worry, sir. This whip is a rather special one. It hurts every bit as much as a normal whip, and then some. But at the same time, it won't cause any physical harm or lashes on the skin. I'd be out of business if I damaged my goods like that. Now then, you can kind of see what I meant when I said she was different. I don't have a whole lot of history on her, but I can attest she is still a virgin. She was acting in this pathetically timid manner when my slaver's band found her in the woods. I suspect there's a good chance she was excommunicated from her village because of her acting this way. So I've got this massive cage with reinforced bars because I've had Amazonian slaves in the past who would bend the bars of the normal cages and try to escape. Clearly, I don't need to do that with her. But anyways, regardless of her temperament, she still has all the size and proportions of an Amazonian. A body that is naturally muscular, very, very nice-sized breasts, and a little over 7 feet tall. And as you can see, she retains the intrinsic Amazonian trait of having very long hair. Very long hair in both places. Makes mine look like a patch of peach fuzz. All right, you. Turn around.
Yes, Master.
There, see? Once she gets going, she follows instructions well enough. And as you can see, she's not lacking in the ass department either. You've got to give it to those Amazonians. They have bodies that put us normal women to great shame. And I can see why you're into them. So what do you think? Are you still interested? As I said, I can't vouch for anything that might happen once you take her home. This whole timid and terrified thing she's doing could be an act for all I know. The moment you take her home, she could turn out to be completely normal and just escape. Still interested, huh? Well, a man likes what a man likes, and I respect customers who know exactly what they want. So, let's talk price. I'll be honest with you, I just want this one gone and out of my stock. It's cost me more to keep her here than anything at this point, so I'm thinking, how does 10 coins sound? I'm completely serious. I told you she'd be super cheap. Thank you for your business, sir. I do honestly hope you enjoy her for whatever use you have planned. Oh, and I'll go ahead and give you the key to her collar. Now then. All right, you. Congratulations. After taking up my space for God's know how long, you're finally a real master now.
I do?
Yes, and I suspect your new master would like to leave now, so get out of the cage.
I don't know if I want to. Where will he take me?
Really? Are we really doing this? Where he's taking you is none of my business, and you have no right to ask either. The door is open. Now get out of the damn cage. I said get out of the cage. Not to get back in the cage. Why do you have to be so difficult?
Please, Master, I'm sorry. Don't. No!
Oh. Get it through your damn head. I'm not your master anymore. He is your new master, so help me if you don't get out of the cage.
It hurts so much. Please.
Have I lost my touch? I guess I'm really not putting enough effort into this, but I guess it's better to whip you straight now so your new master won't have to deal with it later. So this will teach you to... Stop. But sir, I did assure you that no physical harm is being done to her with this whip. And honestly, I don't know how else I'm going to get her out of there. She's too big to drag out. I know this seems rather harsh, but it's all very standard practice in this business. If you'd prefer, you could go to the tavern and get a drink. By the time you come back, I'll have her out. Oh. You want to try to get her out yourself? Well, she's your property, so I can't refuse you. Maybe she'd respond better if you tried anyways. Do you want to use the whip? It's quite easy to use once you get the hang of it. Really? No whip? You're sure? You want me to leave you alone with her? All right, do as you will. I'll just be out front if you need me, but be careful.
Please, no more. Don't like the leather tail. It hurts. It hurts so much. Oh, please. Please don't come near me. I promise. I promise I'll get up. Just don't use the leather tail anymore. Please don't hurt me. I'm sorry. What are you doing? Rubbing my head? But it does feel nice. But I'm being disobedient. So why are you making me feel nice? Shouldn't you be using the leather tail? Huh? You'll never use it? I don't really understand what's happening. Master told me that you are my new master. Is that true? But why would anyone want to become my new master when I'm not useful for anything? So many people have come to look at me, but they all turn me away. I try not to be afraid, but I can't help it. Sometimes Master gets really angry and will come in and use the leather tail on me even when I don't do anything wrong. But that key in your hand, only Master is allowed to have it. But if you have it, then that means you really are my new master. You won't ever whip me? I don't know if I could believe that. What? Show you my collar? Yes, Master, but why do you... My collar. But why would you open my slave collar? No longer a slave, but even without a collar, I would still be a slave here. All monsters are slaves in this country. But then, my old master said you were from the border country, where monsters aren't slaves. Is that true? You want to take me there? I'll be free? But why? I'm of no use to anyone. My last master was right. When I was much younger, I failed the rite of passage that all Amazonian girls must take, to go out and find a man to return home to the village. I've always been afraid of everything, since as long as I can remember. All my sisters and friends of the village loved to fight, and the moment they reached womanhood, they were all successful on their own manhunts. But I never liked that. I was never strong or brave like they were. I wanted a man as much as them, but I didn't want to hunt for one. They would always bring their husbands back to the village, kicking and yelling. They clearly did not want to be there. And so, when the village elders found out I would never have a successful hunt, I was exiled. I had shamed my village. So even if you set me free, I have nowhere to go. I'll be killed if I return to my village. And I know nothing of the country you live in. You're the first person who's ever laid a hand on me, and there's not been pain afterwards. So please, may I? Let me come with you. Live with you. I promise. I'll be obedient and do anything you say, as long as you don't hurt me. I'll do what you say. All right, Master. I'll come out of the cage and follow you wherever you go.
Oh, I was just about to come back and check on... You got her to come out? Without using the whip? Well, maybe you should get into this business. If you found a way to get someone like her to do what you want, then you could do that with anyone. But why would you remove her collar? It was the only way to get her out, huh? Well, the laws don't require she wear one, but she's still a slave here in this country. You might get stopped by guardsmen, though. But as long as you have a deed of ownership, it'll be fine. Which I just finished signing, so here you are. Well, I suppose that concludes our business, and like I said, I'm not responsible for anything that could happen with her, but I wish you the best of luck. And should you ever require another monster to buy, then you know where to find me.
So, where will you be taking me, Master? Home? Where is that? To the north. I see. Well, I'll follow you wherever you go, Master. I know my old master said I might try to run, but I promise I won't. You're the first kind master I've ever had, so I'd much prefer to remain with you anyways. I'm afraid I won't be any good in protecting you if you're attacked by robbers. But judging the way everyone keeps looking at me, I don't think anyone would think of trying anything. But, as I said, I'll follow you anywhere, Master. Are you sure it's all right for us to be staying at the inn? I know we've been making for the border all day, but wouldn't it be best to just go the rest of the way? You're tired. Ah, yes. I should have known. Apologies, Master. That was my mistake. Amazonians like me have much more stamina than any normal human, I think. And I suspect that's also why we didn't have trouble with thieves or highwaymen, either. Why would anyone think of trying to harm you when you have such a big brute of a woman following you? Well, that's very kind of you to say, Master. No one has ever called me pretty or beautiful before. May I sit beside you? It's so warm and cozy in this room. The huts back in my village were always so cold, even with the bonfires. I never did very well with the cold and would always complain. Just one of the many reasons why those of my village didn't like me. My former master was right, by the way, about my being exiled from the village. I don't know how much you know about Amazonas culture, but when a girl reaches womanhood, it's a rite of passage for her to go down from the mountains and take a man from the human village to return to our own, where he'll be named as her husband and be made to help her father children. There's always a great festival where the women consummate the marriage with their husbands, right there in the middle of the village, all at the same time. There were many of those families in my village, and though some of the men I saw looked happy, most did not. In our village, men have no real rights. They aren't allowed to go on hunts with the rest of the women, and are required to take care of the children at home while the woman is away, as well as take to all the cleaning and cooking when the kill is brought home. And of course, if they try to escape, they will be hunted down and returned, which has happened many times. Though the man won't be immediately harmed, it's up to his wife to decide punishment. I knew I was different even before I reached womanhood. All my friends and sisters would ever talk about is how they couldn't wait to go out and claim a husband. But I never wanted to claim anyone. I wanted my husband to willingly be with me. I didn't want to feel my husband clenched between my thighs as I deflowered myself on him like all the other girls would. I wanted our first time to be more gentle. In fact, I always wanted to feel the weight of my husband on me when I was deflowered. Not the other way around. So, So, when I reached womanhood and it was time for me to go out on my manhunt with everyone else, I refused. It was unusual, but not unheard of for girls to get cold feet. So you are often offered a reprise to steal your courage and try again the following year. But with every year that came, I would refuse again. The next thing I knew, all of my sisters already had husbands of their own, and children running around the village, already playing seek and hunt the man. It was around then that I was called by the village elders, and I was told if I did not take part in the manhunt this year, I would no longer be welcome in the village. I told them I just simply could not do it. No matter how hard I wished to be like everyone else, I could not capture and rape a male like everyone else. And so, I was told to be out of the village by nightfall of my own accord. Or, I would leave the village by the way of the river in pieces. So, I left. I did at least know how to hunt and forage, so I survived well enough. But Amazonians are not meant to live on their own. And a short while later, I found myself surrounded by slavers. Normally, humans wouldn't think of attacking an Amazonian. But Amazonians are never normally out in the wilderness alone. And they could tell I was different. They caught me without a fight. And then I remained in the care of my last master for what felt like a very long time. Many people came to look at me, always excited at first at the prospect of buying an Amazonian to join their army or adventure group, until they discover I'm defective. That's why, when you bought me, I was really confused. Master, why did you buy me? Because of how I acted? And because of how big I am? Oh, I'm sorry, Master. I guess I just don't really understand. Even if I were a normal Amazonian, no one buys an Amazonian out of desire or attraction. What man in their right mind would be attracted to me? I'm not even normal for an Amazonian. I jump at small sounds and I get easily scared by the scary things or scary-looking men or women. I fear that I'm just going to end up being one big disappointment to you, Master. What are you doing? Oh no, it's not that I'm objecting. You have every right to touch me, Master. I belong to you. It's just, I didn't want you to feel like you were obligated to. But I can see now that isn't the case. Do you really like me, Master? Even though I'm defective? Your hand looks so small on my leg. I still honestly do not understand why you would be enticed by a body like mine, or someone like me. But if you truly are, then please, Master, please touch me. More? I don't know why, but just having you touch my leg is starting to get me really warm. I've been touched by other men before, but it was only to be inspected, and it was never gentle. You're gentle, though. You know, Master, you can touch any other part of me you like as well. I'm suddenly feeling very self-conscious of my tattered clothing, so perhaps I could just remove them? If my master finds my body so appealing, then he should get to properly look at it. Well, there we are.
What do you think? My breasts are far larger than even your own head. Of course, Master. You can touch them. As I said, you can touch any part of me you like. That actually feels quite pleasant. Your hands feel a lot stronger than they look, and yet you're still so gentle with me. I'm flattered you find breasts as large as mine to be so appealing. Kiss me? Yes, of course you can, Master. Though I can't make any promises of being any good. I've never kissed before. And it seems I'm a bit too tall for us to kiss properly, even when I'm sitting next to you. Well, perhaps if I got on all fours on the bed, that might put me low enough. There. Now our faces are more level. I'll just try to follow your lead then, Master. No, I'm quite all right. It's just kissing feels quite pleasant. Oh, Master, I really am starting to feel hot, and I simply can't get enough of this kissing. Could you please start grabbing my breasts again? I know it's selfish to ask, but I just want to feel your hands on me again. Yes, please, Master. Just grab them as they're hanging down. I'll stay on all fours. Now I know why girls back at the village would spend so much time kissing their husbands. It's so warm and soft. But, there was another thing they would do to their husbands. And it would involve you removing your trousers. I would very much like to try doing that as well, if you would allow me. I think I would have a good idea on how to do it. Yes, of course, Master. I'd be honored to. Just, remove your trousers and... So this is what a manhood looks like up close. I only caught glimpses of them during the conclusion of the village feasts, after the girls return on their manhunts and consummate their marriages. It is a very strange custom, I know. But you're already so hard. Does my large body truly excite you this much? Oh, Master, I don't know what to say, so I'll just preoccupy myself with this instead. Such a fantastic flavor. And such a fascinating scent as well. How am I doing, Master? Does it feel good? My mouth is plenty big enough to take every inch of your manhood, see? Mm. everything I'm doing is really just by instinct and mimicking what I saw others do. But it makes me so happy to see you're enjoying this, Master. And I'm so happy that your manhood is the first I've ever gotten to taste. Such a fantastic taste. Honestly, I didn't know men could get this hard. I've still been just getting hotter and hotter. Master, I know it isn't my place to ask. It wasn't my place to ask for anything before either, but do you think perhaps we could, copulate? I know it isn't something I should ask for, but I never felt this way before. Everyone who's ever looked at me throughout my entire life has always just done so with disdain or fear or disgust. But the way you look at me, Master, despite my size, I've just never felt so desired before. So that's why I want to copulate. I want you to be the one to climb over me as I lay down. Be the one to take me. And if you refuse, then I completely understand, but I... I guess that's an indication that you accept. Well, let me just remove my loincloth and just lay back on the bed. And now, you can climb on top of me. It does seem odd to be over someone so much bigger than you, doesn't it? But even so, I've never felt so safe being under you, Master. I may be much larger and stronger than you, but you still have all the power over me, Master. So please... take me. Push your manhood into me and take my virginity, and I'll officially be yours. Become your wife. Here. I'll even reach down and spread the lips of my womanhood for you. So all you have to do is... so big. Oh, you feel so big. And I can feel you all the way inside. Oh, Master, you did it. It was so sudden that I didn't expect it, but you did it. Oh, you claimed me. I truly do belong to you now. Oh, I've never felt this wanted or cared for before. And if you keep looking down at me with that look on your face, you're gonna make me blush. What's more, I can feel you twitching inside of me. Please, Master, you've claimed me, but now I want you to take me. Be as rough or as gentle as you want with me, and I'll accept all of it. What? You want us to hold hands while we do it? Oh, of course. I'll just lay my hands back on the pillow by my head and... you can intertwine yours with mine. Oh, your hands feel so warm. I've never held hands before. All right, Master. I'm completely yours. You're in me. On me. You have my hands, so do what you wish with me. Oh. So gentle. You're being so gentle with me. The way you slowly slide in and out of me like that, Master. It feels as if I'm melting under you. The way our bodies are just slowly rocking back and forth. It's almost hypnotizing. So this is copulating. This is what it's like to be taken. Every time you rock into me, you're pushing a little deeper. Oh, a little harder. I can't believe how wide it feels like your manhood stretches me. Oh, I hope I'm not too tight. I'm trying to control my muscles, but they keep gripping you. As if my womanhood is trying to squeeze your seed out of you. But master, or should I say husband, by the laws of my culture, I became your wife the moment you took my virginity, you know? And I couldn't think of anyone I'd rather have as a husband. Oh, so sudden again. And you're pushing in so deep. Oh, just keep rocking into me like that. Husband, please. Every time you do, you keep rubbing against a place inside me that feels so good. Oh, it feels like my mind is going blank. Yes, yes, go faster, harder. I'm so much larger than you, and you're making my whole body shake. Oh. God. Look at what you're doing to my breasts. Here, please. Please, husband, kiss me and don't let go of my hands. Don't stop thrusting into me. Even with kissing, you're so rough. Pushing your tongue into my mouth, every inch of me belongs to you. Husband, with every thrust, I'm getting closer and closer. Oh, I've been holding it back since the moment you thrust into me, but I don't think I can anymore. Husband, I need it. I want you to give me your seed. I could tell you're close to just force that incredible manhood in as far as you can and give me your seed. I want to bear your children. I want anything that could have to do with you. You saved me from a life of pain and sadness and made me feel so safe and wanted. So I want you. Oh, I need you. I'm so close. I'm sorry, but I have to wrap my legs around you. I've never needed, never wanted anything so badly in my life. Please, husband, please, I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I'm about to come. Please come. Don't ever let go of my hands. Please, please come with me. No, please. Please, husband, don't get off me yet. Still want to feel the weight of you on top of me. It makes me feel so safe. Oh, husband, I love you so much. The entire time you were taking me, you never once let go of my hands. And you gave me your seed, just like I asked, or I suppose I should say begged. I don't think I've ever begged so hard for something in my life, but I can feel how much of your seed you gave me. I have no doubt that I'm going to be taken with your child. I hope it wasn't a selfish thing to ask for. This country is no place for monsters like myself, and certainly not for children, but if your country is anything like you say it is, are monsters and humans all live together, then I think it might be a good place to raise our child. Even though everything about this world still frightens me, and though I do have incredible strength, I have none of the courage to use it. So I'd like to think that if I spend enough time in your care, husband, that once our child is born, I can learn to be brave. As easily frightened as I might be, I do still want to learn to protect you and our child. I hope that someday I'll have even a small amount of the bravery that others of my kind do. Oh, maybe someday we can even copulate, or I'll be the one on top of you. Most likely I'll still be very gentle. Until then, however, remaining safely under my husband is exactly where I wish to be. Do you think perhaps we could remain this way till morning? I would be happy to be your giant pillow for the night. Thank you, husband. Thank you for saving me.